Good evening. Welcome to St. John Lutheran Church and Christian Preschool. I'm glad that we can worship together tonight as we hear again the story of the death of our Savior on the cross for us because of our God who loves us so much. I want to say thank you to all of our musicians tonight for sharing your gifts to help us to hear this story and to feel this story once again. It's an important story for us to remember, but of course the crucifixion, the death, is just half of the story. You have to come back and celebrate Easter with us on Sunday morning at 6:30, 8 o'clock, or 9:30. We'll leave tonight in silence, but that's just to get us ready for the celebration on Sunday. So for many, many of us this week, our hearts sank when we saw images of the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris burning. And as people watched and as they gathered and sang, there was a heartbreaking sense that something has been lost. Something very valuable has been lost. That even if they rebuild it and refurbish it, it's just not going to be the same. And maybe you've had other moments like that in your lives. I bet you have. We all do at some point. We have those moments where after this, things will never be the same. It's different now. Now, inside of the Cathedral of Notre Dame, there is at the foot of a gold cross, there is a statue, the Pietà. It's Mary holding Jesus after he's been taken down from the cross. And her face, she weeps. Even the angels are weeping. And she has that look in her face like nothing will ever be the same again. Well, at the top of the spire that fell in the fire, and maybe you heard this story, there was a copper rooster at the very top of the spire. And inside of that copper rooster, there were three holy relics. And one of the holy relics is something that many Christians believe to be a fragment of the crown of thorns that Jesus wore on the cross when he died. Well, that spire came down and fell into the church, and amazingly, as they were going through the rubble, they found that rooster. And here's the guy holding it. It's a little dented, a little damaged, but it's still there, and they believe that all the holy relics, artifacts inside are still intact. When they went into the cathedral, they were also shocked to discover that all of the candles that visitors had lit for prayers before the fire started, they were all still burning. None of them went out during the fire. So in the midst of all of that, the gold cross next to the dead body of Jesus in that sculpture was shining in the midst of the smoke and the ashes and the ruins. And what a wonderful image and vision, reminder that we have a God who goes into suffering with us, who walks with us through the ashes and the rubble, and things will never be the same moments of our lives, but also he enters into it to transform it. He brings new life in the midst of it. That's what tonight is about, that we have a God who enters the suffering with us, but also ultimately transforms it. That's why we call it Good Friday. So I invite you to stand, if you would, as we begin with a cross. And in the name of our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we begin this service. We'll sing hymn 666 in the hymnal, 666.
Oh,
I invite you to join me. The litany printed in the bulletin, your parts are in bold. On this, a most faithful and a most fateful day in a long history of God's people, we reach the climax in the unfolding drama of the life and ministry of Jesus.
We confess, O Lord, that this is a faithful day because we have been faithless people.
We have been too much like the innkeeper who could not find room in his inn for Jesus, and the rich young ruler who could not find room in his life for Jesus, and even Herod, who could not find room in his world for Jesus.
We confess, O Lord, that this is a faithful day because we have been a faithless people.
We have been too much like James and John, who promised to follow you but demanded the choice seats in your kingdom, and Peter, who hailed you as the Christ but denied knowing the suffering servant, and even Judas, who loved you so much but betrayed you for 50 pieces of silver.
We confess, O Lord, that this is a faithful day because we have been faithless people.
We have been too much like the Pilate who wanted to release Jesus but released Barabbas, and the Pilate who could find no fault in Jesus but left him to the mercy of those who did. And even the Pilate who could have prevented the crucifixion, but chose instead to wash his hands.
We confess, O Lord, that this is a faithful day because we have been faithless people.
As we recall the cross you chose to bear in taking our side, we remember the crosses we have shunned to avoid taking your side. And you may be seated. A reading from the Gospel of John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning. Everything came into being through the Word, and without the Word, nothing came into being. What came into being through the Word was life, and the life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not extinguish the light. The true light that shines on all people was coming into the world. The light was in the world, and the world came into being through the light, but the world did not recognize the light. The light came to his own people, and his own people did not welcome him. But those who did welcome him, those who believed in his name, he authorized to become God's children, born not from blood, nor from human desire or passion, but born from God. The Word became flesh and made his home among us.
Thank you.
reading from the Gospel of John, the 18th chapter. After he said these things, Jesus went out with his disciples and crossed over to the other side of the Kidron Valley. He and his disciples entered a garden there. Judas, his betrayer, also knew the place because Jesus often gathered there with his disciples. Judas brought a company of soldiers and some guards from the chief priests and Pharisees. They came there carrying lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus knew everything that was to happen to him, so he went out and asked, "Who are you looking for?" They answered, "Jesus from Nazareth." He said to them, "I am." Judas, his betrayer, was standing with them. When he said, "I am," they shrank back and fell to the ground. He asked them again, "Who are you looking for?" They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I told you, I am. If you are looking for me, then let these people go." This was so that the word he had spoken might be fulfilled, "I didn't lose any of those whom you gave me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Jesus told Peter, "Put your sword away. Am I not to drink the cup the Father has given me?" Then the company of soldiers, the commander, and the guards from the Jewish leaders took Jesus into custody. They bound him and led him first to Annas. He was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest that year. Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jewish leaders that it was better for one person to die for the people. Simon Peter and another disciple followed Jesus. Because this other disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard. However, Peter stood outside near the gate. Then the other disciple, the one known to the high priest, came out and spoke to the woman stationed at the gate, and she brought Peter in. The servant woman stationed at the gate asked Peter, "Aren't you one of this man's disciples?" "I'm not," he replied. The servants and the guards had made a fire because it was cold. They were standing around it, warming themselves. Peter joined them there, standing by the fire and warming himself. Meanwhile, the chief priests questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. Jesus answered, "I've spoken openly to the world. I've always taught in synagogues and in the temple where all the Jews gather. I've said nothing in private. Why ask me? Ask those who heard what I told them. They know what I said." After Jesus spoke, one of the guards standing there slapped Jesus in the face. "Is that how you would answer the high priest?" he asked. Jesus replied, "If I speak wrongly, testify about what was wrong. But if I speak correctly, why do you strike me?" Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Meanwhile, Simon Peter was still standing with the guards, warming himself. They asked, "Aren't you one of his disciples?" Peter denied it, saying, "I'm not." A servant of the high priest, a relative of the one whose ear Peter had cut off, said to him, "Didn't I see you in the garden with him?" Peter denied it again, and immediately a rooster crowed. the Jewish leaders led Jesus from Caiaphas to the Roman governor's palace. It was early in the morning so that they could eat the Passover. The Jewish leaders wouldn't enter the palace. Entering the palace would have made them ritually impure. So Pilate went out to them and asked, "What charge do you bring against this man?" They answered, "If he had done nothing wrong, we wouldn't have handed him over to you." Pilate responded, "Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law." The Jewish leaders replied, "The law doesn't allow us to kill anyone." This was so that Jesus' word might be fulfilled when he indicated how he was going to die. Pilate went back into the palace. He summoned Jesus and asked, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others spoken to you about me?" Pilate responded, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your nation and its chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus replied, "My kingdom doesn't come from this world. If it did, my guards would fight so that I wouldn't have been arrested by the Jewish leaders. My kingdom isn't from here." "So you are a king," Pilate said. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. I was born and I came into the world for this reason, to testify to the truth. Whoever accepts the truth listens to my voice." "What is truth?" Pilate asked. After Pilate said this, he returned to the Jewish leaders and said, "I find no grounds for any charge against him. You have a custom that I release one prisoner for you at Passover. Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" They shouted, "Not this man. Give us Barabbas." Barabbas was an outlaw. We'll sing "Old Rugged Cross," printed on the back cover of the bulletin.
Thank you.
reading from the Gospel of John, the 19th chapter. Then Pilate had Jesus taken and whipped. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head and dressed him in a purple robe. Over and over they went up to him and said, "Greetings, King of the Jews," and they slapped him in the face. Pilate came out of the palace again and said to the Jewish leaders, "Look, I'm bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no grounds for a charge against him." When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." When the chief priests and their deputies saw him, they shouted out, "Crucify him!" Pilate told them, "You take him and crucify him. I don't find any grounds for a charge against him." The Jewish leaders replied, "We have a law, and according to this law, he must die because he made himself out to be God's son." When Pilate heard this word, he was even more afraid. He went back into the residence and spoke to Jesus, "Where are you from?" Jesus didn't answer. So Pilate said, "You won't speak to me? Don't you know that I have authority to release you and also to crucify you?" Jesus replied, "You would have no authority over me if it had not been given to you from above. That's why the one who handed me over to you has the greater sin." From that moment on, Pilate wanted to release Jesus. However, the Jewish leaders cried out, saying, "If you release this man, you aren't a friend of the emperor. Anyone who makes himself out to be a king opposes the emperor." When Pilate heard these words, he led Jesus out and seated him on the judge's bench at the palace at the place called Stone Pavement, in Aramaic, Gabbatha. It was about noon on the preparation day for the Passover. Pilate said to the Jewish leaders, "Here is your king." The Jewish leaders cried out, "Take him away, take him away, crucify him." Pilate responded, "What, do you want me to crucify your king? We have no king except the emperor." The chief priests answered. Then Pilate handed Jesus over to be crucified.